news that makes you smile before you walk out the door. If you're looking for news to enrich your mind, tune into Good News when you get online. Run, 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 run to get online. Listen to Good News all the time. Run, 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 run to get online.
Yes, sir. Hello there, International Environment Day. All right, 6-5, the 5th of December. And what do you think of that? I think that's pretty cool. And I think it's finally cool, it almost was cool, that the camera flipped around. How many people have had a problem flipping their camera around? Let's be honest, okay? At a moment when you want it to flip around, does it flip around? Or is there a moment that it flips around when you don't want it to flip around? Raise your hands. Okay, thank you very much for tuning in today. It's Friday, June 5th, and I welcome you to our environmental. Let's go this way. Look at those hug-a-planets. All righty, and look at this guy. This is a cool guy. All right, so this is an environmentally beautiful picture. This is from the Apollo 17. And why this picture is so wonderful in many respects is that there's no boundaries, there's no borders, there's no colors, there's no colors of skin. It's just Mother Earth, okay? And so today is a day, as declared by the United Nations, as a International Environment Day. We have an Earth Day, and we'll talk a little bit about that. So we're going to focus on today's subject, which is the environment, which we've been very involved with for many years. Let's flip this around, okay? Because we've been so involved with the environment. My own personal career is going way back to the Boy Scouts when we played in the woods and learned how to live in the woods. And our name of our troop was the Comanche. We were enamored with the Native American Indians. So it's all good. And I would say that I've just been a lucky guy because I've been involved with environment. I helped start the Nature series on PBS. Our good buddy Phil Sowers did the World with the World Water Rescue Foundation, helped start World Water Day. And Earth Days, we have been there every year, focused on that. We go back to John McConnell, who in essence was also credited with starting Earth Day. Got delayed a couple weeks because that was on the eclipse day by Dennis Hayes out in California, place where likes to make the latest information. So you know our opening is in the water. The people are flipping around in the water there. They our happy faces, and I don't know if you noticed ever, our happy faces represent the world. I don't know. Did you ever notice that? You know, we're kind of into that everybody kind of thing. Yellow, red, black, white, brown. Okay. So we're into We Are One. One people. Let's keep it all together because we have the joy to be able to. So now, if you're not on our newsletter, I would like to say that you just need to go to our homepage and then scroll down and see our newsletter. And we're very proud of our newsletter because there's many people connected to our Good News broadcast and they have a lot to say. So with that in mind, actually I did write a little poetry here, I will call it, or a statement or thoughts to be considered. And I hope you received it. If you didn't get the newsletter, once again, go to the homepage and put down your email, and we'll be happy to make sure you're on the list. We have thousands, tens of thousands of people that go there, and it's all good. So I wrote this. I think there's one wrong word in here. We just put this out today. But the good news worldwide. And, you know, I think it's important with that worldwide mindset, okay? I like worldwide, okay? Because there's nobody different anywhere on that made-up boundary planet that's any different than I, okay? And I hope that this little bit of information sees that, and people consider that, because I think that will help with peace on earth, goodwill towards man and woman. I think that's an important addition. Because there seems to be a lot of judgments with everything, it appears. But we just did about 120 shows since April 8th, we mentioned in this newsletter. But let me read this. Good news worldwide. Okay, when some people create bad news, there are many more who work to fix it. You know, I've been telling people for 20, it'll be 22 years on July 4th, that I'm stressed. Massively stressed from so much good news. See, I can produce, or we can produce, we all can produce 1 billion to 1 stories on a daily basis. That's my belief. And I could make it happen too. I can make 1 billion stories in one day if I had enough people to do it. Actually, if everybody just tuned, sent their content of what's good in their lives, we would have probably 1 billion or more stories. And actually, we set our website up to do that for people, sort of our own good news tube. I probably own that URL. And just for people to share good news, all right? And just positive, life-affirming. No, can't say anything not nice about anybody else. Just say what is on your mind, okay? But not about anybody else. Do your own thing, all right? When some people create bad news, there are many more who work to fix it. When some people break laws, many more obey them. When some people are mean, many more love their fellow man and woman. When some people think they are different from others, race, color, or creed, there are many more who realize that we all related Homo sapiens with the same blood color and heart beating. When some people disrespect the animal and plant kingdoms and nature, there are many who believe we are part of them, especially since most medicine and food evolves from them. You know where you get an aspirin? Who knows where you get an aspirin? Raise your hand now. Willow tree. Okay. The good news is there are many more compassionate, loving, caring people on Mother Earth. Our good eyes, we wouldn't be here. Man and woman would not have survived all these years. Okay, so those are our thoughts. We share some more thoughts of kindness and peace. We don't have to share it. The world does it. Just focus your mind on the positive and you'll see that that's the way it is. July 4th is our 22nd year doing good news and 35th year, well, the beginning of this year, in business, doing multicultural marketing and advertising. And when we did that multicultural marketing and advertising, we knew that everybody was the same. It's very simple. When you work with somebody and a large group, you see that there's a little bit of this, there's a little bit of this, a little bit of that. That's what life's all about. All right? And the goodness is to know that, you know, everybody laughs and everybody cries. Because we is Homo sapiens, or as my mother would say, we are. Virtual Zoom, yeah, we can do those. Actually, we know how to make TV shows. We helped to make 150 network shows for CBS and PBS. And our team is, you know, sort of innovators for virtual streaming or for Zooming and for Skyping, but making the show look like a professional. So at a reasonable amount of money. Maybe there'll be no more TV studios. And we've always had a TV studio prior to this. Okay, and then here's a list of our shows that we just did. It's just so much good content. Okay, well, thank you for indulging us on this. You know, today we decided what we want to do is we were involved with this organization. It's called FOPAL. And the FOPAL people are our friends. And they have been friends for over 20 years. I visited them in Taiwan, and they have a big community in California and throughout the world. And this this actual event is very, very powerful. It just happened today, and I'm going to zip through it a little bit because they have very prominent people from all around the world talking about conscience-driven solutions to achieve a sustainable environment. It was earlier today, World Visionaries Forum. And at International Conscience Day as well. So what happened with the International Conscience Day is that we all had to do a virtual International Conscience Day. It was the first year of World Conscience Day, as declared also by the United Nations. And I had put it all together since I have this experience in Times Square to do a big program in Times Square on April 5th, that was. But four of my good friends there, the Faux Pas group, Peace and Love. Actually, they've been a part of, when Katrina occurred, they came at 2 a.m. after all these wonderful people were performing with like 50 people. They're the happiest people. They're like the Disney crowd. You know, go to Disneyland and everybody's happy. And hopefully everywhere else everybody is happy. So have very interesting people. Let's listen to them more than I. And that's what good news is all about, actually. It's not about me. It's about everybody sharing their good news. So let's take a moment to hear this. We can change the world. First step is just love it to begin with, you and me.
Make a commitment to my conscience. Yes, I can.
Make a commitment to my conscience. Yes, I can.
Viable. 約束したこと. 実行していきたいです.
We can change the world if we apply our conscience.
It's time that people like you and I go deep within ourselves and become fully aligned with the voice of conscience.
Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Your decisions make you the person you are today, so your conscience is the one who decides.
It's all about your conscience.
Right,
hi, Larry.
What you should do and should not do.
No meu dia a dia, fazer
hi,
tudo com consciência para que tenha menos impacto na natureza.
I got
it.
Thank you.
Especially during that difficult times, we should stay together, we should help each other and create peace.
मेरा जिंदगी का मकसद है कि मैं जितने से जितने लोगों को इस अनपढ़ता के अंधेरे से दूर कर सकूं।
I am motivated by people with literacy and literacy. I'm not sure.
Make a commitment to my conscience. Yes, I can.
The right and wrongs of life. We had this great show we were going to do. We're going to postpone it now. Times Square. It's a one world. Can't get away from it. We're trying, though. Some.
As we gain inspiration from our Environmental Visionaries Forum, we wish to emphasize that visionary leaders can come from any sector. And we are grateful to the numerous positive and inspirational responses we have received. With this in mind, we would like to share some of the many submissions from world citizens that we've received in support of today's forum.
We water the flowers to attract the bees.
We turn the lights off to save their
electricity. We pick litter to help the environment thrive.
I bike to school to stop pollution.
Out of the same water.
We recycle our waste paper.
We are the
do you do to help the environment?
Take responsibility. Be an advocate of a better environment.
Every single person just did one or two plastic consumption changes, we could begin to reduce this gargantuan amount of plastic waste.
We need to ensure people practice a circular economy.
Participating in government policy formulation and implementation, planting of more than 500,000 trees in schools, churches, homes, gazetted forests, among other related activities.
What we need is a positive approach to ecology, loving the nature, being in communion with the nature, but we also need a positive approach to spiritual ecology.
To give to the divine love, to aid humanity.
I want to urge everybody to make sure we dispose our waste properly and appropriately, just the way I have been doing over the years.
COVID-19 has created a scenario where we can see the nature cleansing as we pollute it less by this lockdown. The air we breathe is more cleaner, so can we learn from this? Save nature, save life.
There is need for us as human beings to use our mind, our consciences, to be able to protect this environment.
Let us be conscious to avoid more disaster.
It is important to protect the environment for generations to come, to live in harmony with nature.
Conscience breeds peace. We can't achieve peace without conscience.
We all have a role to play in protecting our entire planet.
Without no trees, stop cutting down the trees that are interested. But without no trees, no oxygen, the whole earth will be a desert. We won't live.
Little Prince here.
We hope the message will be one of unity, coming together, and for how each one of us as individuals can make our own small little difference for the planet.
We should become one, the human family, living in harmony with nature.
The environment is a general belonging. It belongs to everybody and it answers the proper functioning of the ecosystem.
We must respect all life that exists on our planet.
It is our collective duty to sustain the ecosystem with the help of each and every individual.
We are here on this earth for nothing more than observe the beauty of nature. We are not entitled to harm any.
Let's always keep our environmental footprint in mind and constantly make efforts to reduce it.
We need to build our earth back for our children's safe future.
When we become conscious of this irrefutable connection we have with nature, we can't help but be filled with wonder, joy, and love.
And we know that what we protect upstream is what we protect for any of you who is downstream.
If we love the environment and protect the environment will provide for us. Let our local actions have a global positive impact in our environment.
A happy Environment Day!
We are pleased to welcome remarks from the visionary Dr. Hong Daozi, President of the Federation of World Peace and Love.
Distinguished guests and good friends from around the world, good day. Today is June 5th, World Environment Day. The United Nations urges global citizens to grow increasingly aware of the importance of environmental protection and make changes to become environmentally friendly in all aspects of their lives. 2020 is a year of actions for biodiversity. According to research, the loss of biodiversity and the degeneration of our ecosystems involve the issues of poverty, hunger, health, and sustainable consumption and production. They have an impact on our water, climate, oceans, and land. They also affect the attainment of 80% of the Sustainable Development Goals. Frequent man-made and natural disasters and conflicts remind us that the world is in jeopardy, and we need to take immediate actions to ensure coexistence between people and between humans and nature, and achieve balanced development so that we can build a sustainable future for humanity. Since the 20th century, humans have gradually turned their attention to the issue of environmental protection and become aware that our environment not only provides resources for human development, but more importantly, it is a biosphere. The quality of our environment has a direct impact on the existence of all humanity and other living things. The challenges we face are not limited to global warming and climate change, as many scientists and experts have issued warning and declared a climate emergency. The negative effects of industrial development have impacted human lives, and the alarm for the Earth has been sounded. For example, deforestation has destroyed the habitats of many living things and caused an imbalance in the ecosystems. High temperatures and overly dry soils have led to wildfires, accelerating the destruction of our ecosystems. In addition, the novel coronavirus, which has spread across the globe lately, has caused economic recession, social instability, panic, and over 100,000 deaths. Various contagious diseases attributed to the ecosystem destruction have wreaked havoc across the planet in recent years. And the diseases spread even faster because of frequent transportation caused by globalization. Now the whole world has taken various precautions to stop the spread of the virus, including isolation. This might cause inconveniences for many people, but give positive influence on the environment. We have seen suspension of factory operations and flight reductions, which have significantly lowered CO2 emissions. People can see distant mountains because of improved air quality in areas previously suffering from serious air pollution. People are forced to stay at home, minimizing noise pollution. The number of tourists around the world is decreasing, giving our ecosystems a break and an opportunity to rejuvenate itself, as oceans and rivers have turned much cleaner and clearer, and fish have started to appear in canals. From the perspective of public health, we need to face the pain and harm brought forth by the disease and work together to improve humanity's holistic health, physically, mentally, and spiritually. From the perspective of environmental science, through this pandemic, we need to understand how to maintain equilibrium between human activities and environmental health. When we let go of excessive desires and avoid unnecessary demands on natural resources, the Earth can get a break. And this outbreak also enables us to contemplate over questions like, what messages and experiences do we get from this pandemic? How shall we coexist and thrive with nature? Incorporating environmental protection into human development is an ongoing endeavor. This pandemic reminds humans to reflect on our actions and plan for the future. The function of the heart is boundless. Our thoughts shape our current and future world. Conscience is essential for our internal environment, and unity is crucial for our external environment. With conscience, we can work together, help one another, jointly fight the virus, and enhance global citizens' well-being. As this year's World Environment Day coincides with the raging COVID-19 outbreak, it becomes even more evident that it is imperative for humans to take conscience-driven actions. When our heart have realized something profound, we won't focus our attention only on the immediate benefits. Conscience will guide us to tell right from wrong and make the right decisions. With conscience, we'll put public interests before our own, and we will humbly move forward, honoring Mother Nature, which nurtures all humanity. With conscience, we will become wiser and strike a balance between economic development and environmental protection, which are intricately related and mutually affecting each other. With conscience, we will be able to learn from good examples and make the right decisions. Let's treat our environment and all living things with kindness and promote the awakening of conscience in global citizens. Let's inspire everyone to change the world with conscience. Let's consolidate people's kind intentions to stimulate changes, allowing positive energy to spread across the planet so that the world will become stable again. Let's protect ourselves and help others to conquer the pandemic and settle conflicts around the world as we foster world peace, social stability, and environmental sustainability with love and conscience.
Thank you all.
President of...
Okay. All right. Well, listen, there are a lot of leaders that are... I have the link in there for you to go to. And so that's a good idea. I put it on the email I sent out, the text I sent out on the Facebook. So, because now they have a lot of presidents and queens and kings and so on and so forth going to speak. All right, so I'm going to end up are we going to go back to what we were? We're going to pack everything in. Is nothing going to change? Well, today's the World Environment Day. It's Mother Nature Day. Is nothing going to change? I don't know. Is nothing going to change? All right, I'll say it again. This might change, though. I will say this might change. Let's see if this changes. You ready for this? See if this is going to change our world, the beautiful world it is. This is one of the things that happens. Nature and man and woman are united. Nobody in the streets, the animals took over again. World Environment Day is declared by the United Nations. Okay, everybody, that's today's show. You know, we're just going to take a second or two with some yoga to calm ourselves down. And this is the woman to do it with.
We have Breath of Fire, which is a very, very powerful breathing technique, which will give us lots of energy. So actually, if you're in a stressful situation, this is not the breathing technique you want to do. You do this when you need to get more energy. And
let's really get some good first thing in the morning
on an empty stomach. And if you drink coffee, that's fine. Just do these breathing techniques first and then have your cup of coffee. Because Breath of Fire is like giving us a natural speed. So it's rapid breathing in and out through the nostrils like this. It actually strengthens your abdominal muscles and nourishes the intestines, strengthens our kidneys and adrenal glands, and this really purifies your lungs, which is real important as a firefighter and being around smoke, that on a daily regular basis, you do purify your lungs because you can with this breathing technique. So the breath out is just like a sniffle out, and the breath in is just like a sniffle in. When you exhale out, the belly goes in. So it's like this. And then you can speed it up. So I'll guide you with the words, I am, I am. As I say I, you take a breath in, and the am is the breath out. Okay? So I am, I am, I am. Inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale. I am, I am, I am, I am. Close your eyes, tongue at fire point. I am, I am, I am, I am, I am, I am, I am. Now inhale, keep your eyes closed. Notice what's happened. Feel the energy, the heat that we've created. Slowly opening your eyes. This is a very powerful breathing technique, and if it feels uncomfortable for you, then you just don't want to do it. And the next breath that we'll do...
Okay. Next breath we'll do will be tomorrow or Monday. Okay, so trying to decide if I'm going to... do the shows on the weekend. We've working day, every day, day and night. So let's take a moment of prayer for the environment. It could be raining again out here. And here's nature in my little area on Mother Earth. 7 o'clock, we'll come back out here for our heroes, but let's say, let's make a prayer for the heroes always. Let's pray for all those that have passed unnaturally. And let's pray for Mother Earth to abound. And let's pray for us to be smart, smarter than we were before this whole pandemic, and put nature in the equation. Because Mother Nature is part of us, undeniably part of us. And either we take care of Mother Nature, or Mother Nature will take care of us. Okay, thank you very much for tuning in today. And I wish you safety, health and happiness, and we love you. Let's just pick out one of these cards. Let's see if there's something there. Yeah, there is. Okay, compassion. Compassion to Mother Earth, compassion to our fellow brothers and sisters, understanding and sympathy for the suffering of another, willingness to help alleviate that suffering. Okay? Be kind to Mother Earth and be kind to all. Thanks so much for tuning in. Join our newsletter and take care.